Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Why I no longer put people on a pedestal? Because we're all fucked up our own way. We all have demons. Some people hide them better than other people.
First big problem is that you have put a lot of people above you. Put no one above you. No one. I put God above me. Besides that, there's no one better than me. You have to become an equal. So this is how I look at it. If you're playing Roger Federer, before you get on the court with Roger Federer, he's the best of all time. But you're also a professional tennis player, man. You're forgetting your own fucking resume. So once you get on the court, let's say it's a grand slam. It's five sets, hopefully, if you can go the distance with this guy. But before you even bounce the ball to serve it, you're down two sets. Because why? You look across and you're playing fucking Roger Federer. But guess what? You hit a good shot on Roger Federer in the third set. And you realize, I can play with this motherfucker, but it's too late. You gave up two sets before you got on the court. You gotta stop giving up two fucking sets before the game begins. And we do that already. We give up two sets before the game begins. So I learned that real quick. I saw these Navy SEALs before I became one. My God, they're better than me. They're better than me. I gave up 100 sets. And I had to work up to realize these are human beings with the same shit I have. Yeah, there's some people can run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. There's no, you're not gonna outwork me. I'm gonna catch up somewhere.
Who do I use as a standard to measure myself by? It's really everyone and no one. Because there's people in the world that have skills and strength and talent that I will never have. So, what does that mean? Does that mean that I give up? Does that mean that I quit? Of course not. Not at all. It means that I'm gonna try to be the best that I can be. The strongest, the fastest, the smartest. The smartest human that I can become. That's what I'm gonna go for. It is possible. How close can I get to that?
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
That greatness. How close can I get to that glory? My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning. In solitude, alone. Where I try. And I try and I try again to be everything that I possibly can be. The best that I possibly can be. Better than I was yesterday. And better than other people thought I could be. Faster and stronger and smarter, and with one victory that no one can ever take away from me. A victory that is earned every single day. A victory of determination and will and discipline. The and the victory that is achieved, because I will not stop.
Most people who are failing are trying their fucking ass off. Most people who are failing are being criticized by people who haven't attempted what you're even trying to fail at. So what I'm failing at, so after I did 2,500 pull-ups my first time going for the record. You know how many people were criticizing me? Look at your audience who's criticizing you, first of all. They're not even in your fucking world. You don't even talk to me. Block them out. That's the first thing.
When you grow up weak and you start to master your mind, because my whole thing is whenever I'm weak at something, whenever I'm scared of something, I master it. I was a weak-minded person, so I mastered my mind. And in mastering my mind, I mastered the human mind. And I realized why I no longer judge people, why I no longer put people on a pedestal, because we're all fucked up our own way. We all have demons. Some people hide them better than other people. So I know we all have them. But me knowing that, I know that most alpha males are very fragile. Very fragile. They never want to see another person harder than them. Ego is serious. So if I can hurt your ego, I got you. So by me having such a fragile ego growing up, all this was my advantage. I was doing a live autopsy on how fucked up I was. I was like, hey, this fucks me up. I bet it fucks other people up too. So I started using all these different tools and tactics to get in instructors' heads. And taking souls, that's where it happened, man. We're Wednesday, freezing fucking cold. Everybody's jackhammering. Everybody wants to, you know, everybody's just wanting to get through it now. And the instructors take great pride in watching you suffer. They do. We, you know, in a sick way, it's kind of funny. You know, you were there once as a student. Now you're an instructor. But I knew, how would I be thinking if I was an instructor? I would love seeing this sadistic shit go on. But what wouldn't I like to see? I would hate to see some guys just looking like this is just another fucking day on the fucking beach and go fuck yourself. I said, you know what, man? It's time. I can't fight you. You guys can fuck me up all day long. That's your job, and I love your job. I love what you guys are doing. You guys are making us better. But now I'm gonna take the tactical advantage and I'm gonna start fucking with you. I had a couple of hardcore motherfuckers, and everybody right now is kind of like in their own world. Let's just get through this, man. I can't wait till Friday so we can graduate, hell, we can get going. I said, let's go ahead and have some fun. I said, we're gonna start fucking with these guys. So the evolution here was we just got through with med check, and I was like the boat crew leader of boat crew 2. So I'm in the front of the boat, and I tell our guys, this is what we're gonna do. The boat's like on our heads. So all it was, we're supposed to lift the boats up above our head. That's all you gotta do. But when you're this weak, you're this fragile, you're this tired, the boat's heavy. So there's a thing you can do when you do boat presses, where you can get the boat and like just toss it up and catch it. And that shows like you're jacked up. So everybody's holding the boat and they're shaking and the boat's starting to come down their head and all the boat crews are all lined up and they're fucked up. And I'm looking at that and I turn around my boat crew and I say, hey guys, it's time to fucking take some souls. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, you see all these fucking instructors out here all in their fucking jackets and drinking coffee and laughing and smiling and shit? I want their fucking faces to go straight up fucking numb. So we're gonna do this. We're gonna start boat pressing this motherfucker. Just take my lead, trust me, you'll get energy from it. We start throwing this boat up in the fucking air, catching it, throwing it up and catching it, and we start yelling, can't hurt fucking boat crew too. We're yelling our fucking ass off, and we're doing it. And they make a stop, like what the fuck, like stop. I look at these instructors, and their faces literally look like someone like just like took their soul out. Cause I knew where their minds were. Like, they were thinking about themselves. Like, what the fuck just happened, man? I knew me on Wednesday, I couldn't have done that. How are they doing it? So the rest of the time, going through Hell Week, it was like we owned it. As you're trying to fix yourself and dig yourself out of this deep hole that life, society, and you helped also, Those people who you saw down there in that hole who were there with you, who are your friends and people who you counted on, because you meet the people in the same situation that you're in life. Those people become your friends. And the second you try to get out of that situation and become better, those people are in that grave, in that dungeon, just yanking at your heels, man. So I get that all the time now. People would constantly remind me of who I used to be back in the day.